Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing a powerful teaching titled, Why Jesus Died on the Cross. Yesterday, he explained that the core agenda of the thief is to steal, kill, and destroy. Today, he continues. Let's join him.
Job 1:13, the Bible says, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. The Sabians were a group of people, fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. I only am escaped alone to tell thee. The first move was to steal oxen and asses. This stealing was not done by demons. It was done by human beings. So Job himself, when the devil stole from him, he didn't think it was a devil. He thought it was something natural. In Job 1:22, the Bible talked about his response. It said, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He never knew that the thief was now in control. And the way it happened, it looked so natural. Some people just came to your house, they took the asses, they took the oxen. It's normal. Armed robbers have increased in town. People are stealing. The police will come. They will say, oh, they came from some neighboring country. They are doing investigations. They are tracking them, all those things. And then that's it. It looks very normal. But it has been stolen. The devil steals things from us by using people. He influences people. He puts thoughts and ideas in the mind of people. And they take things from us that is not ours. Even your husband, somebody can steal your husband. You know, there's this scripture which says that some people will not enter heaven. It says, and man stealers. I have to tell you, who are man stealers? Actually, there are people who steal human beings. So when you steal somebody's husband, actually, you are a man stealer. Or somebody's wife, you are a man stealer. Some people are very hot this morning. You are looking at me. So even your husband can be stolen. Even your child can be stolen from you. Your child can make a friend there. And that friend will steal your child away from you. That friend will control your child. You will lose control. Your child will only do what the friend say. Anything that you say, your child will say no. Any advice, your child won't listen. But their friends, whatever they say, that's what the child do. A certain man came to see me, a friend of mine. He told me somebody has stolen my child. I said, really? He said, can you imagine, pastor, that this gentleman, my son has moved to stay with him. He said, there is nothing I would say that this boy will listen to. He said, he has left the house, he has packed his things, he stays with this man, I don't know. He said, and the man controls my son 24/7. And the man was crying. Something like that, it looks as if, it's something natural. Maybe the man is using psychology or something. But devil uses human beings. So when we tilt towards this government, we open ourselves up to stealing. Are you understanding me? Sabians, Chaldeans. Verse 16, let's read the next verse. Whilst we were just speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is falling from heaven and has burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I only am escaped alone to tell you. This one was a natural disaster. I don't know whether it was the fire of God, whether it was lightning. I think it's more like lightning. Lightning fell, and then the lightning hit something, and there was a fire. And the fire destroyed his business. All the cattle were in the place, and the fire hit the roof. And when he hit the roof, I don't know, the whole thing caught fire. All the cattle and the people who worked there, they were all burnt. Big fire. He destroyed the business completely. Through a natural accident. Natural. It looked very natural. Fire. This one is an earthquake or something. I think more like lightning. Fell. They call it acts of God. But these are not acts of God. These are acts of the devil. So one way that the devil uses to destroy things is things that look like accidents. I had a friend once. He bought a new 4x4. He was driving on the road. And two goats crossed him. And he hit the goats, and the goats entered the engine. That was the end of his 4x4. Totally destroyed. He had to go and buy a new one. Goats. So I realized that even goats can destroy your finances. I remember once I parked under a tree, but I didn't roll all my glasses up. And I sat in my car, and I was going home. Then I felt something enter my trousers, and it entered my trousers. And the thing was moving up. Hey! Look, the thing that surprised me was I forgot I was driving. I forgot about the car completely. When I do this, the thing moves here. Do you know the car went off the road and crashed in some bushes? The only thing that saved me was that where it went off wasn't that dangerous. But there were bushes. The car just went. And the car came to a stop by itself. Because I was struggling with the thing. I do the thing, Pastor. I say, hey. So I jumped out of the car. And I just started jumping. A big agama lizard came out of the trousers. It was terrible. But where it happened, I mean, by God's protection, the bushes managed to hold the car. And it wasn't a place where the car would be damaged. Even the car was not damaged. Without scratch. Then I knew that the devil had sent an agama lizard to take my life that afternoon. But praise be to God, I am still here. So even an agama lizard, so the devil can control nature. It can control the weather. It can control nature. Came to steal. The third one, he said, to kill. Job 1:18, he says, thy sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness. It smote the four corners of the house. It fell on the young men, and they are dead. And behold, I only am escaped alone to tell thee. The devil kills people physically. He can kill you through an illness. He can kill you through an accident. He can kill you through a long-term disease. Of course, everybody would die, but he can shorten your life. You can die before your time. He kills people. And he kills people not only physically, also spiritually. That one is the worst form of death. Spiritual death. That is permanent separation from God. Permanent. You see, when Jesus comes, he will come and rule on the earth for 1,000 years. The Bible calls us the millennium. 1,000 years, he will rule on this earth. For 1,000 years. And I think the reason why he will rule probably on the earth is that he will rule so that we will see what proper government looks like. Do you understand me? Then after the millennium, Revelation tells us that then there will be a new earth and a new heaven. And then God, who is in heaven, will move from heaven and come and dwell with men on the earth. He will just change the earth, and now God will come from heaven and come and live with us on the earth. But one thing you will also do is that if your name is not found in the book of life, Revelation 20 verse 15 says, it said they were cast into the lake of fire. So there's hell and there's a lake of fire. Hell is like the priest people have caught you and you are behind counterback. They are just holding you. Lake of fire is now from counterback, you are transferred to real prison. Are you understanding me? So even hell is just the beginning, no. It's not the end. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. And this is the second death. So the first one is the first one. Do you get? So the Bible calls it death. So the death is not just physical. It's also spiritual death. As you see, Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. And he wants to achieve both. But his ultimate aim is spiritual death. Permanent separation from God. And not in hell, in the lake of fire. That is his aim. I want you to understand that you face a choice. Whether you are conscious of it or not, you face a choice. Which one are you going to choose? Already the world is hard. And also to come under this government, you are making it harder. It's like somebody who doesn't work, but you smoke. You don't have money. You are also smoking on top to get health problems on top. You are making a bad situation worse. Yes. So which government are we going to choose? So today I presented to you the first one, the government of the thief. First part, number one, I told you how it manifests. How does it appear? I gave you five. Then number two, I spoke about his agenda. When he is ruling, what is his manifesto? What does he want from us? He may offer nice things, but what is the ultimate aim? Simple. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, that's one reason why I died on the cross. But I have come, died for you on the cross, that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that no matter what the devil offers you, remember that his agenda is to steal, kill, and destroy you, albeit camouflaged by natural circumstances.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning the fruit of the womb. You prayed for me, and after your prayer, I started confessing every day that I was pregnant. Then, in July, I discovered that I had become pregnant. I want to give God all the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. We serve a God of miracles. Tell somebody a God of miracles.
The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233-557-009-010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233-55-790-10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.